If you could pick your the level for your life, for example, make it easy, medium, or difficult, what would you choose? If you could choose traits for yourself, like when you play The Sims, what would you pick? Would you pick this exact same person that you are? Or would you choose something else? So, a little backstory about this podcast that I'm making. Right now, it's almost 6. I'm stuck in a jam. But I'm happier than ever, I think. So, the story started this morning at around morning. So, I woke up and I felt nauseous, like I felt really sick, and I've been feeling sick for quite a while now, but it's some sort of malaise, like there's not really any symptoms like a fever or anything, but it's just general discomfort and no scientist could tell me what was wrong. I forced myself to put on my work clothes and I got down and sat inside my car and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to work because I felt sick, and I even tried hinting my husband by saying, "Oh, I feel sick," but he didn't say anything, and it was as if I was waiting for someone to tell me that I was sick enough, like permission to feel what I was feeling. I ignored my feeling and proceeded. And now I was stuck in the car and I was feeling sick. But then I decided, fine, I will just go to the doctors. So I went to the doctors and there was no one inside the clinic. This was the second clinic I went to. The first one was full, but so I thought, okay, it'll go pretty quick. And it was pretty quick. I told the doctor what was wrong and he got me the medicine. And I was off. I was going back home. And usually when I go to the doctors, I would always look at the medicine that they give me and just check it out because I'm usually curious about most things. And something felt wrong with one specific medicine. It wasn't usually prescribed for what it's for, what the nurse wrote, and I just had a bad feeling that something was wrong. So I ignored it, naturally. No, I didn't really ignore it. I decided to ask a friend about the medicine. So my friend has a pharmacist friend and just wanted to make sure, is this medicine usually prescribed for the symptom I was having? And I just had this nagging feeling and I knew that something was wrong, but I'm a non-confrontational person and I didn't know how to ask. And I even had to ask my husband to call the clinic just to make sure. I thought of an ingenious plan, which was to ask, "Oh, so is this correct? Like, am I supposed to take this twice? Because the instruction was unclear. And I think because the line wasn't good enough, so the nurse was like confused. And I guess on the fourth call, she started getting a bit annoyed, like it was a prank call or something, but it wasn't. So I mean, I didn't ask. I told my husband to ask. And then he said the name, the medicine name. This one, am I supposed to take this twice? And she was like, yeah, twice. So I was like, okay. Since she confirmed it, it must be correct. So I was like, fine. I'll just take it. And my husband said, just take it. Even though I knew something was wrong. But sometimes, yeah. I would ask the people around me to confirm what I'm feeling because I'm unsure of myself. You know, those kind of thing. And especially because my husband is, you know, my husband. I would think that he probably knows what's best for me. And even the nurse did so. But I still had this nagging feeling, so when I asked the pharmacist friend of a friend, she was like, yeah, we usually don't give that. And I was like, this is, something's wrong. And this feeling grew bigger and bigger, and it was eating me up. Because I've always been an instinctual person. I always know what's wrong and I always guess things correctly. So for me to doubt myself so much, it really killed me. It killed me so much, and I was so frustrated, like beyond frustrated. I was super frustrated. But I took it, and I thought, okay, maybe it'll be fine, but my symptom worsened. So I guess that was my breaking point. I started screaming and kicking myself because I betrayed myself. Yeah. And after I cried and did my primal scream, I realized something. The only person who knew what was best was myself. It wasn't anyone else. I knew what was wrong. So I decided that I will solve this once and for all. By the time I arrived at the clinic, they were closing, so the doctor has already left. And a nurse saw me, and when I asked her about it, she seemed a bit annoyed. She was like, yeah, this was right. And I tried to explain that my symptom was getting worse, and then the other nurse saw it, and she was like, let me check. And when she checked, it was wrong. She gave me the wrong medicine. And I was right. My instinct was right. And you have no idea how good that felt, that I finally allowed myself to trust myself, to let myself do what I knew was best. And, you know, in like a Sims context, or like a gamified context, I was like, I got braver. I stood up for myself. I mean, I didn't really scold her or anything. I just asked her if it was wrong, and I was right. And it went so much better than I expected, because I had to go through all the different scenarios in my head, and it was so tiring. And I was thinking, what do I do? And I was so frustrated. I was like, do I sue them or something? Because, yeah, that was one of the options. But I'm glad I didn't, because that would be much more of a hassle. And of course I hope that she learned her lesson, because according to Google review, this wasn't her first time being rude to patients. But more importantly, I finally got brave enough to stand up for myself. And yeah, it made me so happy. And that's it, I think. That's the story. Yeah. So back to my first question that I asked when I first started this podcast. I was just thinking about it. Like, maybe we all choose the challenges for our life before we're even alive, you know? Maybe, because maybe this life is exactly how it's supposed to be, like the level of difficulty and all the traits that you have. Maybe you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and maybe everything that happens is supposed to happen. That's all. Bye.